Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Microsoft Chief Executive Officer, Satya Nadella.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks. Thanks so much. Thank you so much. It's great to be in Korea. It's my first developer event in Korea, and I've grown up in Microsoft over 22 years. It feels like doing developer events, and I must say this is the most dressed I have ever been in front of developers. But it's great to be here this morning to talk about what is, I think, a topic that I'm very, very passionate about, which is creating great opportunities for developers all over the world, because that's, I think, at the core of what Microsoft is. Whenever I think about Microsoft, 39 years ago when Bill Gates started the company along with Paul Allen, we were a developer company. We were a company that produced BASIC. And that's how Microsoft's journey got started, and it's always great fun to have a chance to talk about what we are doing for developers and the opportunities we are creating for developers, and to do so in Korea is a real privilege. So I'll just give you a little bit of a feel for why we are excited about the platforms we are creating and our vision and what this means to developers going forward. The world that we live in today is this mobile-first, cloud-first world. And when we say mobile-first, we really talk about mobility. It is not about one device and one application. It is more about the person and the individual who has the ability to move between devices. You have large screens, small screens, you have sensors, you have 3 billion people who have computing power all around them. And the real vision we have is that all of that computing power will have experiences. So experiences in your living room, experiences in conference rooms that are really being powered because of the power in the cloud. The ability to reason over large amounts of data that makes these experiences rich is what we mean when we say mobile-first, cloud-first world. Now, the question that needs to be asked and answered is, what is Microsoft's unique contribution in this mobile-first, cloud-first world? And for us, the answer is pretty clear. We are the company in its core that is going to be about productivity and platforms. We want to be the productivity and platform company in a mobile-first, cloud-first world. We want to reinvent productivity so that every individual and organization can do more and achieve more. That's our mission. Think about it. As we have all of this computing abundance, you have 212 billion sensors that are capable of general purpose compute. You have 3 billion people with phones. You have all of these other devices, and you have all of this computing power in the cloud infrastructure. What is scarce? The scarce commodity is human attention. And so for us to rethink productivity from the ground up for the individual, for teams, for groups, families, and even business process is very, very central to how we are going to come about it. One of the best examples of this, and you know, we will look forward to even launching this in Korea, is our intelligent agent Cortana. Cortana, to me, perhaps is the best representation of what we mean when we say we will reinvent productivity. Cortana has the ability to reason over all my personal data, all my work data. I have the assurance that it's my agent. It is not somebody else's agent. It is helping me with my reminders. It is helping me get more out of every moment of my life. That, to me, is the essence of what we can do in a mobile-first world when it comes to reinventing productivity. The other core piece which Microsoft from its very beginning has had is this focus on platforms. In fact, I started at Microsoft in what became Windows NT. And I remember from even my very first day that the sensibility that we have in being able to harmonize the interests of developers, IT professionals, and end users, the interests of all of those three constituencies and bringing them together is what allows us to build broad, ubiquitous platforms like Windows. And I think it's going to be very, very important that you have that sensibility. And that's the approach we are going to take going forward with everything we do. That platform centricity is something that I would say is perhaps most unique about Microsoft. If you ask me, what is it that's most exciting for me personally about Microsoft's mission? What is its essential purpose? We're not just about building products for people to use and buy. We are not also about trying to treat you as a product and collect your data and, you know, resell it in advertising. We are at the essence about enabling you to build products. Being there as a platform and a tool provider to the makers, the artists, the builders, the developers, that is what I believe is the true purpose of Microsoft. And that's what excites me, and that's what really gets everybody in our company to think about what is the unique contribution we can make. So I want to talk about that developer opportunity. The first thing I want to talk about is the fact that we have the broadest, most comprehensive platform capability. Take Windows. We, in fact, are going to have an event next week where we will start talking about the next release of Windows, codenamed Windows Threshold. And I'll wait for that event for all the exciting news. But one thing that we absolutely are committed to with Windows is to have a comprehensive developer platform that spans all screen sizes. So everything from your phone to Internet of Things and sensors, all the way to Xbox, we will have one application runtime, and this notion of being able to, as a developer, build universal Windows applications that can work with mouse and keyboard, can work with touch, can work on small screens, large screens, can work with great graphics, can have speech input. The richness of applications that people are building is going to be available at Microsoft in the Windows platform. But one of the other salient points, and I'll keep coming back to this, even in some of the examples that we will talk about right here in Korea, is it's not just Windows. We have other platforms at Microsoft that are available for you to exploit, to extend, to build on. One of them is Office 365. We think of Office 365 as a developer surface area. Everything, contacts in Exchange are APIs. Calendar information in Exchange is APIs. SharePoint lists are APIs. The identity information in Azure Active Directory that is part of Office 365 is APIs that enable anybody who is targeting enterprise customers to have single sign-on. So it's a very rich surface area for any developer building applications to be able to make Office data part of your application. Azure is a very important element of our platform. It is cloud infrastructure that has the raw compute storage capability, and it has these higher layer services. In fact, one of the services that I'm most excited about, which I think any modern application targeting any device platform needs, is machine learning. And we have a service in Azure Machine Learning, which I think can completely revolutionize how applications get built and the intelligence capability. Think about Cortana-like intelligence in every one of your applications. We took all the learning that we got building things like Kinect and doing speech recognition and vision, things like what we did in Bing to understand the web. We took all of those algorithms and put them into this toolkit called Azure Machine Learning Service, which really enables now every developer in any vertical, from games to line of business, to be able to infuse their applications with intelligence. And that's a pretty exciting capability, which is a higher level service that's part of Windows Azure, as part of Microsoft Azure. So this notion of really enabling developers to pick and choose. You can pick to build for Windows, and you can be assured of the broadest platform. You can build once, you can run across, because of the universal application capabilities, on all screen sizes. You can extend Office 365. You can use Azure. You don't have to use them all. You can use any one of those APIs and be part of the Microsoft developer ecosystem. It's that openness, that flexibility that we want to provide. The second point I want to make also is we want to enable you to bring any of your skills, any of your code into this platform. We want, for example, on Azure, perhaps, it's the best example of true polyglot programming. You can be a Python programmer, you can be a Java programmer, you can be a Linux developer. You can bring all of those virtual machines, all of those code libraries, your tool sets to the Microsoft platform. You can target any device. You can target iOS, you can target Android, you can target Windows Phone with the universal applications, you can target even Windows 8 devices. And we really want to make that tool choice, code choice, very, very flexible, because that's the realities we know that all of you live in, and we want to make our platforms ready for that. When we even think about some of our APIs, take Office 365 or Azure APIs. We have language bindings for Java. We have REST APIs for everything. We have client libraries for the Mac. So we really want you to be able to use any entry point and yet take advantage of the power of our platform. So this, is again, has deep meaning for how we are approaching developers anywhere in the world. One of the things that I have always thought deeply about, given the origin of our company, was a tools company. The fact that we built the basic interpreter as the first thing that we did, we care a lot about developer productivity. As I said, you can bring any tools, any code to our platforms, and we'll support that. But we will also make our tool chain very productive. The combination of what we are doing with Visual Studio, our frameworks in .NET, and Visual Studio Online make it possible for you to be able to do things like cloud build, your project management in the cloud, things like your ability to really collaborate as a team using our cloud service, and be that much more effective in how you create your applications. That, to me, I think it's at the center of what we are doing with especially Visual Studio Online. So one of the typical patterns I see expressed all the time is people start off with something like an Azure project, which has code perhaps in a virtual machine that they have had from other projects. They build an extension. So for example, you could use something like the Azure Machine Learning Service to add intelligence to your app. So that's in the cloud tier. You can then build out notification services. You can use some of our media capabilities. Many applications today have rich media capabilities, so you can use services like the Azure Media Services. And then you will build endpoint apps for all platforms. You can build it for Android, you can build it for iOS, you can build it for Windows Phone and Windows 8. And you really want to have this tool chain support all of this. So you want to have one place where all your source code is. You want to have one place where you're tracking all your bugs. You want to be able to do your builds and have a real productive REPL, you know, workflow across all of this. To us, that is what we do at the core of what Visual Studio is and Azure is. And so being most productive as a developer is something that we will support deeply. We have some great examples right here in Korea in terms of how developers are taking advantage of these platforms. The first example of this is Bepul, which is, I believe, I apologize if I mispronounced it, but I believe it's a very popular Q&A service for in education, a social Q&A service in Korea that's built on Azure. We have SE Works, and we have Karnosoft, and these are mobile platforms. One of them is around security, in fact, targeting Android platform. And in another case, it's also got a mobile device, you know, a development platform that's supporting multiple devices. So these are local developers who are taking advantage of the Azure backend to do innovative things. We also have examples of developers building applications for Windows 8. The first one is the, I can't read Korean, but I think it's the Rider application. In fact, one of the great advantages of this app was that it was built and it is now even going overseas because of the advantages of the Universal Store. The Head Soccer and the Lotte Cinema are other examples of universal applications being built for Windows 8, and because that platform is going to stay constant. As we make progress in the next release of Windows, we will still be able to have the same developer platform reach more sockets, more end users, more more in-app purchases. So therefore, the opportunity for developers is only going to increase with the subsequent releases of Windows, and the investment is safe. So these are just some real examples of some of the exciting work that is going on right here. And I couldn't be more proud of what you are doing, and the platforms and the events like this really that bring together the creativity that is truly there in the ecosystem. I want to close by talking about why I believe that this is perhaps the best time to be a developer. The opportunity that is there in any walk of life, in any industry, in any vertical application category, and quite frankly, in any economy, to change people's lives, change the trajectories of economies in a fundamental way through the power of software is more true today than 39 years ago when Microsoft was founded. The kind of tools that we have, the kinds of opportunities to take the power of software and distribute it in this ubiquitous fabric that exists around us is tremendous. And really, that means that any one of you in this room here can build something and take that creativity and have it impact anyone on the planet. Think about that power. That power is what we want to enable. We as a company are all about creating the tools and platforms for others to be able to do their best work. That is what inspires us. That is what I believe developer events like this really foster. And so I am sort of couldn't be more pleased to be able to have a chance to talk to you about it. And then I would encourage each of you to learn more about what we have to offer and what we are doing in Windows, in Azure, and in Office 365. Push us, give us the feedback about things that we should do, things, flexibility that we need to have, the opportunities that we need to create for you. That feedback cycle in events like this is what makes us a great company for developers, and that's been at the core of us from the day one. And I started as a developer evangelist, and so to me that means a lot. Thank you very, very much for the opportunity. Have a fantastic developer day, and I look forward to using many of your apps in the future. Thank you very, very much.